Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, June 21. Wow, don't forget our grand opening on a new station. It'll be August 2nd from Washington, from Doug Newsom's place. Listen for that show. Got Stanton Friedman coming soon. Steve Barish was great last night. Anyway, we're going to go back to Pennsylvania, then Philadelphia, actually, the lecture I did there years ago. And I think you'll like it. This is when we're setting our website up. It's going to be real interesting. And you're going to have some fun here with these tapes. It's big tape night. Yeah, everybody's milling around. Where's Dr. Bell? Where's Dr. Bell? Where the heck's that Dr. Bell? I'm looking for him. Yeah, we're looking for Dr. Fred Bell.
There he did.
There he is.
It's all started.
How's it going, Dr. Bell?
How's everybody doing today?
I'm doing great.
Here?
Yeah.
We're not doing a whole lot of shows anymore. We built a really active website, and we're doing a lot of radio shows now. And I'm doing pretty much regular appearances on WLW, and we're syndicating that into 75 more stations. But WLW comes to here loud and clear in New York City.
Voice of Cincinnati.
And you can check it on the 700WLW.com Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Sunday nights and Saturday nights. Okay? And they're kind of going after the old Art Bell show. I did an appearance on the Art Bell show about a week ago, or two or three, 4 weeks ago. But this show is more aggressive. And what we're doing, because of the success of this book, Rays of Truth, I know a lot of you have heard me speak before, and we talk about the great giant government cover-ups, not only of our constitutional freedoms, but all kinds of health care issues, and how, on one hand, they're claiming, you know, they're going to lower drug costs, you know, as a presidential ticket. But at the same time, they're putting more chemicals and chemtrails into the atmosphere and the foods right now to kill more people, to cause people to have more drugs. Basically, what's happening out there right now is people are becoming walking zombies. I'm sure you're all seeing that. We got road rage, air rage is completely... All these different type of what I call rages these days, you know. It's the rage to be raging, right? And so we've obviously been aware of this coming, and we wrote about it in the Rays of Truth and what it is and how it works and how it's going to affect you individually. And this book has been out about a year now. It's doing well. And what happens is you begin to see what we talked about in these rooms for the last 15, 20 years. It's all out there now. You don't have to wait. It's here. And it's getting a lot worse. The Haig Kissinger depopulation policy is in full force. So that's why I recommend that you get on, listen to our radio shows. I'm actually producing some of them now. And what we're also doing in the radio shows, which I really can't do here, is, you know, I worked for the government for many, many, many years. And I have a lot of friends that still do, and I still keep in contact with a lot of underground things that go on. So there's a lot of scientist friends of mine and doctor friends of mine that would never have the time to come back to New York and do a show like this. A lot of them are too busy to write a book about it, but they're willing to come on my radio show. So I'm going to bring on the radio a whole new host of people, of personalities that you've never heard of before that are behind the scenes. Because I know in the normal New Age IE talk show circuit, everybody's pretty much heard everything at this point, and you're pretty much familiar with all the views of most of the authors because they've all been here one time or another. There's nothing really new and upstaging going on. So what we are going to do is present new and upstaging events. On our website, for example, we have live audio. We have live video on there. So you can, for no charge, tune in to our Pleiadian music. I have a new album that I've just released. You can listen to the entire album on our website. We do a lot of sound technology. Sound technology, we have what we call sound pollution. Sound pollution is very evident in New York. This isn't the mecca of sound pollution. I don't know what is, okay? The opposite of this, it would be probably some deserted mountain in the Himalayas would be opposite of New York City. The only way I could, you know. But the bottom line is, when you get into sound technology, you get into a technology which I write about in the book, and that's DNA unwinding, or de-stranding of DNA, increasing the aging process and causing the body to go from alkaline to acid. And one of the things we do, we work a lot with, is the hydrogen atom in the body. The body is made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. Okay? I'll write those down here. Oxygen, which is when you breathe, nitrogen, hydrogen, and carbon. Carbon, we're dealing with an octahedral shape of a carbon atom, which links up all things in the body. I know that my theories years ago seemed very advanced, but today they're very much accepted. And mostly we work with the hydrogen atom. The most advanced technologies to work with terminal diseases, and I've got a ton of clients now that I'm working with that came to me before they knew how to prevent cancer and all these different diseases. The most avant-garde in AIDS, the most avant-garde things that you can do to prevent it and to stop it once it's in your body is to work with the hydrogen atom. So all the new technologies are hydrogen atom oriented. So when you start studying the new things of the new millennium, that's where the technology is going to lie. Not only in the biochemical arena, but also in the electrical arena, and also in the what we call the electrical precursing arena of life. These were all the modern technologies. And you have to be abreast of them because the sophistication of all the pollutants that are out there are mind-boggling. Things that you could have never even thought existed before now exist today. And they are being put in fuel tanks of jet engines, jet aircraft, sprayed all over the skies. They're pushing the Nile River virus. How many of you are familiar with Dr. Lynn Horowitz in here, Emerging Viruses? I'm working with him right now as we speak on a new book, but our time has been delayed because the Marburg virus, which is known to you as Ebola, has been re-released again by the government. It's starting to spread. So he's been running around the world putting out fires. The governments are calling him now. Foreign governments, like in Niagara, he's got to go down there real soon. And I talked to him a lot about this because we have been coalescing in the same subject realm for years, even before we met. But he's physically out there going to these governments because the governments themselves are freaking out because they, you know, these little small governments have no control of what the World Health Organization is doing and what these big secret government operations are all about. And it's getting to be very, very big business now. It's something that you need to really begin to understand. One of the things that we've been talking about for years is a thing called the nuclear receptor. The nuclear receptor is an electrical precursing device. If you were to look at your bodies, we could call this the world of biochemistry, which is probably, biochemistry is probably what 90% of this whole festival is all about, this whole gathering this weekend, things to do with biochemical changes, whether it be herbs, whether it be vitamins, whether it be foods, whether it be natural foods, organic, inorganic, it's all about biochemistry. But biochemistry means nothing unless you get back up the chain a little bit and get into the science of electricity. Electricity is where we go into negative ionization, those kinds of things. For example, the body reproduces cells at the rate of 50 million per second. But if you're breathing a negative environment, if you're breathing positive ions like we probably are in here, your body can't reproduce 50 million cells per second. So when your body starts getting stressed by its reproductive frequencies, the immune system starts to fail. It goes on a downward spiral. First, it starts picking up different things in the body, proteins that are alien to the body, what are called antigens. And then if it cannot release them, if it's further driven down by lack of electricity, lack of ionization, these antigens become trapped in the body and they become pathogens. At the point that they become pathogens, you've got the seasonal viruses, the colds, and all that other stuff. And now you've got to turn your immune system around. But if your immune system is going down because of the lack of electricity in your body, negative ions, all the vitamin C and all the chromium picolinate in the world is not going to help you. It's not going to do anything because you have already surrendered your body to a virus, an invader, that's stealing your DNA and making it its culture, whether it be a flu, whether it be something more serious than a flu, you've lost control, and your immune system is helpless to do anything about it. So the science of electricity becomes very, very important. And that's where negative ionization came in. That's how I got into building these things years ago. Then we back up to the most important source now, because of the types of energies that we are experiencing. A few years ago, our bodies were not high enough of frequency to be so sensitive to what we call electrical precursing energies, or EPCs. Now, what EPCs are, the subtle energies. We call it stress. We call it job stress, noise, pollution, you know, insecticides in food. All of these kinds of stresses are on our bodies, and over a 24-hour time period, if we don't have more pluses than minuses here, we're going to have a real problem down here in the biochemical level. And so, therefore, the negative ionization just become part of the problem. We need to do a lot more than that. And that's where we got into these types of devices, which you see now, which are being looked at universities. People like Dr. Glenn Rain at Stanford are saying, this amazing new technology is here, and it's a non-Hertzonian technology. When he says non-Hertzonian, what he's saying, it's non-electromagnetic and non-electrical in nature. So therefore, normal measuring instruments don't measure the changes. The kind of changes that can be measured with instrumentation on devices like this have to be biofeedback-type devices, electromyograph-type devices, where the body acts as a diode to give an electrical response from this, i.e., electrical precursing energy. And it becomes more critical in people over 30 years old. For example, at 30 years old, the organs, the liver, the kidney, heart, all the critical organs in the body at 30 years old start to shrink at the rate of 5% every 10 years. So by the time you get to be 50 or 60, now you can see if you haven't taken care of yourself, these organs are much smaller. You don't have the liver to deal with to get the toxins out. Now you can get into a serious tailspin and have a very miserable, you know, elderly experience. Or you can take care of yourself and have a great experience as you get older and live life, and rather than exist in life or suffer through life. So the choices become yours. And this is the kind of work that we do. And I'll demonstrate this thing because some of you have seen it, some of you haven't. It's very interesting how what it does. Can I get somebody up here for muscle testing? Okay, she's already ready to go. Come on up. Back in the back there. The baseball girl's here. All right, so put your right arm out, this arm out. Okay, now make a fist. Now, when I push down, resist. Okay, resist. Feel your strength? Okay, now relax. Now, this is a typical environmental day in New York. This is glue. All right? You guys want to smell this? This is about the same as when you get outside the door. It's pretty strong. Yeah, it gets the job done. Now, put that in your other hand. Okay, now put your arm straight out. Now resist. Put it up to your nose. You got to breathe it like you normally would. Yeah, just take a whiff of that. Now resist, resist, resist. Is that it? No strength. Okay, relax for a second. Now when you go into a precursing device, and you've never worn one of these, right? Okay. Put your arm back out. Now put that back up to your nose. Resist. See how you do now. Resist.
Wow.
A lot stronger. So people like to breathe glue and wear receptors. I can works out really good. You can take that off. Thanks.
What number is your booth?
Hmm?
What number is your booth?
I don't have a booth. I'll be, when we finish here, I'll be right out by the elevator. I've got a few books that you can get the book. I'll sign the books and we'll test you for a receptor. We brought a few with us if you're interested. We don't even have a booth here this year. We don't have the time for it. Yes. Well, this is a complete full spectrum device on the body where that's kind of limited to certain areas. Okay? This has a patent on it for what it does. That doesn't. Those are a waste of time. I don't want to put products down, but this is the first that came along. This came out in 1981, and they're all over the world. Yeah, go ahead. It has an effect. When you start dealing with radiation, it's a very good question. What I'll do is I'm going to show you something here. You deal with what's called auric offset. In your body produces electricity, and it ends up in the brain, in what we call electrolytes, okay? When I worked at the University of Michigan years ago, we had people that were in Hiroshima and Nagasaki that were near the bomb when it exploded and had very little effects of radiation damage, okay? Then we had people 30, 40 miles away that had tremendous effects of radiation. So that would be like one person having a cell phone in their head and having no problem with it, and somebody else in the same room with a cell phone, and they're going to have a problem with it. It's like a secondhand cell phone, okay? So what we found is this. Why do some people have radiation? Today, the big concern is not cell phones. It's really ultraviolet, because ultraviolet destroys the immune system, and there's so much of it now because the ozone layer has been destroyed by high-flying jet aircraft. So what we found is if you had electrolytes in your brain, it produces large amounts of electricity, which then transmits through 72,000 major wires called nadis in the body, producing a field around the body, which in later times became known as the auric field. It's an electromagnetic energy that can be photographed, scientifically measured. This is not something that's in Never Never Land. It's quite observable. And we found that if the electrolytes were high enough in the body, outside forms of radiation coming in would conform to the radiation that the body is producing, and therefore it would have no effect on the body. Other times we found that people had low levels of electrolytes in the body. They had a much weaker aura, and these people, when electromagnetic radiation such as cell phone frequencies, 900 megahertz, came in, it caused the body not only to collapse its aura field, but it produces a physiological effect called free radicals. The free radicals then produce, you know, a situation in the body of too much acid, and now you're susceptible to cancer, okay? So it's a sequential thing. It's not just like cell phones are good or cell phones are bad. You've got to learn to processing, and that's what they don't seem to teach in the health industry about processing electricity. And to enhance that, I guess this is how I got into mineral formulation, but you need, as the Japanese that were, you know, negated the radiation effect of bombs, they had large amounts of fotai, ginseng, and gotocolin in their bodies, herbs. Now, it's only recently, because I've been formulating in countries all over the world, it's only been recently that the FDA, in the last 5 or 6 years, has allowed us to put ginseng in fotai into, like, trace minerals, because I've been manufacturing trace minerals now for 15 years. We've got some of the better ones on the planet, which you can check out on our website and find out all the information. We got into trace minerals when a guy by the name of Hubbs, who was a retired rancher back in Utah in 1928, came down with a serious case of arthritis. At the turn of the century, the problem wasn't cell phone radiation or any kind of radiation or radioactivity like we have today in our water supplies. In those days, the big problem was arthritis, okay? And people died of pneumonia, just like HIV patients do when they start taking their drugs and introduce AIDS into their body. They die of pneumonia. The pneumonia becomes the final killer of the body. So he was living with the Ute Indians in Utah, and he said, well, I've got this arthritis. My joints are, you know, swelling up. What can I do? And the Indians took him up to a stream, and they put him in a stream of water. And the water he drank and bathed his body, and the arthritis went away. So he followed the stream up to a artesian well, and he looked in the artesian well, and he was a retired geologist, saw this red clay, and realized the red clay was a 2,000-year-old trace mineral source, which was fairly biologically active. Not like the Great Salt Lake types that will light a light bulb, but are not biologically active. So being biologically active, they started mining this stuff and extracting it into water, and it became known as in the health field as trace minerals, a multi-billion dollar industry today. And the material is called leonardite. And there's only certain parts of the world, France, Utah, and certain places that have what they call an active leonardite with less toxic materials. Some forms of red clay they don't have organic lead. They've got other kinds of lead that are non-organic. And you've got to be careful where you get your trace minerals from. There's so many things. If you go to a health food store, about 80 to 90% of the stuff on the shelves is no good. Okay, trust me on that level. And the unsuspecting public, if you ever go to an NMFA show or a big health show where the vendors are selling products to the health food stores, you'll see a greed convention. That's what it is. Because there's so much money in it, it's like going to a greed convention. It's not like being here where people actually communicate. They're just interested in making money and pushing their trade. Second thing that I ran into, you know, in the health food industry when I started formulating, is a lot of people in a lot of different countries didn't realize how their governments were taking prime ingredients out of their nutritional life. For example, in this country, we've been husking everything. All the grains have been husked. They strip all the good stuff off, so you end up with a grain which really has no, you know, no real value for the body. In stripping off the husks, they pull out what's called the nitrilicides. Nitrilicides are vitamins B12 through B17. Nitrilicides are cancer preventative. Anything that's carcinogenic in nature in the body, the nitrilicide will destroy it. And of course, Laetrile became one of the great case in points. And B15, Ernest Krebs Sr., who I used to work with at the National Health Federation, found B15 caused the heart not to ever fail. Heart attacks became pretty non-existent. But then they, on top of that, they started taking away. The government came in and tried to get synthetic vitamins made into drugs so that they could write prescriptions and you wouldn't lose your freedom of health choices. And that would have really destroyed you, okay? Because if you take a synthetic vitamin, which a drug company would produce, versus a natural, and put them together side by side on a Corellian camera, like they have around here, to check your auras, you'll see that after a little while, the natural will lose its aura field and the synthetic will have no aura in the first place, will absorb it. So that means the synthetic vitamins, if you put them in your body, will steal the nutrition out of your body, further destroying your life force and all those kinds of things. So this is why they want to do this, is further take you down. Well, the way to get away with that is in the grocery stores. You go in there and you see vitamin A fortified milk, vitamin D calcium fortified dairy products. They're all synthetics. If you read what the stuff is, it's all synthetic. So rather than preventing osteoporosis by drinking milk, you're actually going to get osteoporosis. Instead of having heart problems, getting rid of heart problems, you're going to have more heart problems using the butter and stuff like that with that in there. That's why it's better to go organic if you're in dairy products. If you take a 9-month pregnant woman and she crosses a state line from here to New Jersey and she's got breast milk, she could be arrested by the FDA for transporting a radioactive substance or milk across a state line and transporting a foreign substance, DDT. Across a state line. That's a fact. Because after World War II, we dropped 2,000 atomic bombs on the surface of this planet, between 800 and Russia alone. That left cesium-60, strontium-90, and all kinds of radioactive isotopes in our water supply. And it's very, very much in our water supply. Then we added MTBE to our fuels, our gasolines, jacked up the price, and that's down in the water supply now. In California, if you have a white car and you don't cover it up during a fog, the next day that white car will have black spots on it that won't even come out. You have to scrub them out with a brush and cleanser because that's a poison from MTBE. Okay? So, I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. Where do you stop? You don't. What you have to do is you have to build your system up, your immune system up, to where you can process all this stuff, because it's not going to get any better. And what you're going to have to do is wait for these idiots and legislate all this stuff in to just die and get out of the way. Because it's going to get everybody that doesn't do, ounce of prevention is worth a lot. Yeah.
What about generic medicine as opposed to the original?
It's all bad, okay? I'll tell you how bad generic stuff is now. This was the topic of our show the other night on the radio. It's generic corn, generic vegetables. Right? The joke about this stuff is it doesn't even need an insecticide. It's built in. The bugs won't even eat the stuff because they know it's poison. They won't get near it. And the stuff won't even grow if you use manure, coffee grounds, organic stuff. Won't even grow. You got to use chemical fertilizers to make the stuff grow. Okay. It's unbelievable. We had to do this on the show the other night. We should see the response we got from the belt down there in the Midwest. Yeah.
But how can you tell whether or not when you go to the grocery store, there is, you know, fresh food, use the local term, or regular?
It's almost impossible. The only way you can go, you have to go organic. It's the only way you can do it. You know, it's the only way. It's well, it's so is Medicare when you get on it if you don't have it. Yeah, you know what? You learn to eat very wisely.
If you join a food co-op, you can buy organic fruits and vegetables for less money than you pay for regular fruits and vegetables in the supermarket. If you join an organic food co-op, you will pay less money for organic than you will for regular food in the supermarket.
Yeah, the co-ops are really good. We have them all over in California and Hawaii.
I belong to the one in Brooklyn, which is the first food co-op.
If you eat normal strawberries, they put bromide in them. Bromide. Okay. When I was in high school chemistry, they had this bottle. In this bottle was a thing called bromine, and that bottle was inside of another bottle. And I asked the professor. I said, well, why is that bottle in there? And he said, because that stuff is so deadly. If it leaks out in the room, it could cause damage. We got to put it inside of another bottle in case the first bottle. That's what they do on strawberries. Okay. Now on tomatoes you get arsenic, okay? Yeah, well it doesn't go away. That's why we got into the technology, for example, of the nuclear receptor. This is one of the things that we learned about you know in electrical precursing energies and the respiring of DNA. First of all, DNA is genetic instructions. Before you're born, you have 46 base pairs per turn of DNA, okay? So if we go 0 to 46, that equals 100%. Okay, what happens is when the fetus and the mother reaches 46 base pairs per turn, the baby's skin is at optimum, the organs are functioning at optimum, that sends a command into the mother's uterus and says, get the baby out, baby's ready, baby's all done, you know? Baby comes out. So if baby comes out, baby unhooks umbilical cord, takes first breath, now has 34 base pairs per turn and first breath. So baby has lost 25% of the lifespan in the first breath of air it takes, leaving the human placenta, which is the isolator, between the mother and the unborn child. When you're 18 years old, right, it's 18 base pairs per turn, you've lost 50% of your life, and you haven't even gotten to 21 yet, okay? Everybody's celebrating 21-year-old. You've lost 50% of your life. 18 base pairs per turn. Biochemistry, how does it affect life? Well, we know right away. At 18, DHEA production starts to go down. By the time you're 22, 23 years old, you know, DHEA is gone. You know, you can't digest sugars anymore. They start turning into fats. 30, it gets worse. When you're 50 years old, if you don't take care of yourself, you've got 6 base pairs per turn. So not only have your organs shrunk on your 50th birthday, but you got 6 base pair per turn. You're 94% in the grave. Okay, what can I say? So that's why it's important to look at this stuff and turn it around. Yeah, that's genetics. Yeah, hey Kissinger. I wrote about it in here. You know, when this is over, there's a few of these books out here at the bookstore. And if you don't believe anything I say in here, there's plenty of references in the bibliography in the back to go prove it wrong. Hey Kissinger, Alexander Haig and Henry Kissinger were publicized behind it in 1981 in the March issue of the Executive Intelligence Review magazine, which all that documentation is in the book. Okay? Poisons, you know, introducing things like we're talking about in the supermarket. All kinds of poisons from the atmosphere, from jet aircraft fuels having contaminants in them. Malathion, which was back in the late 40s, Japanese found out that malathion was good for birth control because they were concerned about it right after World War II. And on top of this, for example, your body's 5% mineral, and that controls 95% of metabolic functions, okay? But most people, when they start getting a runny nose or a sore throat, they run down to the health food store to get vitamin C, which is a collagen. It's the worst thing you could put in your body at that point. You need to put chromium picolinate in to get your immune system curved back up where it will fight off the attacking virus and recover. You can recover consciously your DNA so it's no longer going towards some kind of an illness but going towards a wellness situation, okay? So you need to put chromium picolinate in it, in your body. Now, here's what happens on the world front when I formulate, okay? If I go to Japan, which I have, formulate over there, I write a formula up for some company over there, or maybe, you know, and we're going to make it here in America, and I have to present it to the Japanese FDA, the equivalent. They'll look at Fotigen, Singotocola. Well, they know that's good. right? So that's no problem. But as soon as we get into B complex and chromium picolinate, no chromium picolinate is allowed in Japan, and the B complex is highly limited. Absolutely no control, you know, no, you cannot put natrilocytes B12 through 17 in anything in Japan, okay? Pick check that. Now, I go to Germany, and I work with a German institute.
Well, let's see if that's continued on the other side here. I'm not sure if it is or not, but we'll know in a minute. And that's a fun, that was a good lecture. I like that one a lot. So, anyhow, let's see if it's continued on the other side. I really have to continue that one and do another one. Let me see what we got here. Some of these are and some of them aren't. But anyway, we're checking now to see if that thing comes up. Otherwise, I've got another little high-energy piece ready to go here. And we'll have that in a minute. I don't think there's anything on the other side.
Country, anyway.
There is. There
so,
is.
I mean, I can tell you stories about what goes on in the world and how each government, which is all banded together at the top, takes it away from all, not just here, but everywhere. Okay, so there, yes, there is a big conspiracy out there, you know. And one of the things that I want to point out that you can do, what we do with the science of electrical precursoring energies, is how many of you know how many essential amino acids the body needs? It needs 8. Does anybody know why? Well, you don't manufacture them, but that's not the reason, okay? You need 8 amino acids because, remember, the body is biochemical, so you need the biochemistry. Remember we said it's electrical and electrical precursing. So, obviously there's something, some reason, some major need in the body for 8 essential amino acids. And that is that each one of the 8 essential amino acids produces a frequency that when combined produces what's called a heterodyne on the electrical level of 3.58 megahertz. Okay? You've got to generate that frequency in your body and the amino acids in your body are right spin. And if you were to take a right spin amino acid in your body from the outside, it's poison. Arsenic, cyanide, TRA, all right spin. You need left spin amino acids going in the body, and the body then converts them over to right spin. Okay? The Vietnamese knew that because they would go into the body and take right spin amino acids out and make booby traps back during the Vietnamese War and poison somebody from things that came from inside the human body. So now here's the thing. If you, let's say this is a tomato. A tomato is a big long protein chain with phenylalanine, lysine, arginine. Okay, but a tomato would also have arsenic in it. Okay? So, now here's what's supposed to happen. The body takes in this tomato with this arsenic, generates a 3.58 megahertz frequency, which is now called messenger RNA. And it comes over here and it scans this to see if there's any, what are poisons are called antigens are in it. Okay? Now normally it would see that there's arsenic in here and disconnect. But we have a thing called ELF, extremely low frequency. ELF's prime purpose is to confuse the body so that when this 3.58 megahertz pulse is generated, it will say, oh, the arsenic's okay, and it will take the whole thing over. And now this becomes an antigen, and it's stored in the mast cells of the body. If you don't think that this is happening, you can disconnect this once it's on the other side and throw it out in your bloodstream and get an indication. And how you do that is you take some niacin. If you take a bunch of niacin and you light up like a Christmas tree, you can bet that your body has got lots of these poisons from different food sources physically involved. If it's meat, it's hormones and steroids. And chicken, it's hormones and steroids and chemicals and all on and on and on. So one of the things that we got into with devices, this is not the only device that we produce, but devices like this, including this one, is an anti-ELF component that disconnects this, and therefore you won't get that niacin reaction because it generates, the device itself generates a 3.58 megahertz electrical pulse, and it constantly scans the body. This negates the effect of ELF. We make another device, which I don't have here, that hangs in the corner of your room. I took that, it's called a star orb. I took that to Japan two or three times. And I stood before audiences like you guys, except they were all businessmen that ran huge companies. And I had an interpreter, and basically the conversation would go like this. Have device goes in corner, plug into ground wire of plug and plug ground, second wire and ground outside. Engineering staff have much better creativity. Try one. So they did. That's all I explained to them. No theory, nothing. And they bought tons of those things because they plugged it in and they found out this thing generates a thing in a pulse inside a non-Hertzonian wave, and it works. So I didn't have to, you know, push this or advertise it. I just explained it in very simple terms, and boom, that's how it went across. Now, you guys have some questions? Because we don't have much time. Yeah, go ahead.
When I tell people that there is a secret government conspiracy that created AIDS in a laboratory
There's quite a bit of evidence in here, but in Lynn Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, and his website, I'll put it over here. You send him to the website. It's so in his newest book, Healing Codes. Well, there's a lot of people taking notes today. It's a website. It's tetrahedron.com. Go on that website, and you will get fully documented on what you need to know. Okay? I'll put it up here. I'm just going to write it up so you guys can spell it for you. TETRAHEDRAN.com. Lots and lots and lots of information on government documents produced over at Langley, Virginia, at the CIA headquarters, produced at the World Health headquarters. Yeah. It's tetrahedron. TETRAHEDR, I think it's AN or ON. However you spell tetrahedron, I think it's AN.
Oh, yeah.
Emerging Viruses, they probably have it out here at the bookstore. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, oh, I'm not. Yeah, RON, yeah, that's right.
But is there any evidence that you can offer right now?
Well, you have to get into a particle called a prion, which he gets into. And there are a whole, and AIDS will not go active unless you start taking these drugs that they've created. This triggers them. So the whole trigger mechanism is presented in his book that anybody with any logic can see that this is how it works. And secondly, no monkey or a gorilla ever came down with AIDS. It didn't come from there. It was produced here and then taken down to South Africa because they do a lot of promiscuous sex. Yeah, go ahead. Of the UFOs? Well, I've been a contactee ever since I left the government. We had some pretty exciting things happen while I was there. So I had, being a contactee of an extraterrestrial race that's human-like, I was able to bring a huge amount of knowledge to this planet and write about it, put it up on my website, and also photograph the ships that I was having the contacts with, which are also going on the website. Some are on there now. So I worked for indirectly NSA. I was part of MK Ultra, National Security Agency. I worked through the agency of the Air Force, and I worked through the Marine, Army Biology Lab. That was my official W-2 form. So, yeah, go ahead.
Do you have any take on what's happening in the Middle East?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole lot of things going on. It's a thing called Dharma to start with. secondly, though, I don't support the terrorist organization. But the terrorist organization, this came up in George Bush's time, there's a lot of truth to what goes on. I mean, the way we have treated, you know, Israel, for example, I'm not against it because my grandfather was Jewish, but Israel's had preferential treatment over some of the Arab nations, which has caused, it has not helped the problem at all. And so there's a tremendous, as long as the United States does favoritism to one nation, it's going to be like this. And the U.S. has misconstrued a whole, and I hate terrorism. I think it's the absolutely wrong way to go. But I have seen some tremendous blowing out of terroristic acts out of completely out of proportion. You know, propaganda is ridiculous. And the Arabs over there are seeing this, and that's not really making them... You better keep your mouth shut if you don't have something real to say about terrorism. But don't make it out of proportion and then get everybody angry that's an Arab of nature. We got to get rid of this racial stuff. There's no time for it, you know. We are a one nation now, you know. People don't realize that we're spiritual beings down here for a human experience. They turn it around. They try to say that we are human beings trying to reach a spiritual experience. Wrong approach. We already are that, you know. So, yeah, we got a two-day intensive seminar coming up December 2nd and 3rd in Laguna Beach. Sometimes we get people from all over the world at that. And those are pretty exciting, really exciting. And then we'll quit here in a few minutes. I'm going to go right down here to the bookstore, and we'll have some receptors if you want to check them out and some books. I only brought 18 books. So, yeah, you have a question? DHEA, I worked with the original research on that with Dr. Morris Mann. We were the ones that discovered the Mexican yam, but we knew the FDA would go after anybody using Mexican yam, so we found a second source, which is a green lipid mussel from Japan, and in our vitamin product, which you can order off the website, we use a very good, very active biological DHEA. And I also use an omega-3 as a precursor to it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can't because I'm working with a company right now called Active Life on what we call active enzymes. This is where we've gotten to now. Organics, unfortunately, gets rained on. The water's radioactive. So what we have to do at Active Life, we go into indoor gardens where we grow in a natural solution, and then we harvest these sprouts, which are full of enzymes. And we found that sprouts, on the third day, we don't get them on the second day they sprout, we don't get them on the fourth day, we get them when they're biologically the most active, with the life force in them, it's the third day. And we call these active green. And these will be posting up on our website. Like I say, I don't have the time to come here anymore and do these lectures much, but we got one humongously growing interactive website that you can tell your friends about. We've got 800 numbers. You call. You can email us. I see certain emails. I'll email you back. So we really have, because the computers now, a much better means of communication. Yes. Wait a minute. I'll explain that in a minute. Go ahead. What? Oh, the malathion? Well, when I do this thing on WLW, okay, yeah, get on write this website down. It's 700. It's on the other 700WLW.com. It's a radio on the web, and it's a big on top of the air. Okay, this radio station is so powerful that we got four bills kicked out of Congress. Right? Oh yeah. We have millions of people listening to us, and we say we don't like this. Here's the senator who's in charge of it. Why don't you send him an email? The next morning, the senator turns on the TV or the email. He's got 250,000 emails in there. Okay, that's what we're doing now. That works. That's what we. But you got to participate. You got to listen. We post our shows on the website. This is why I say it. We're getting really effective now. No, we're not just standing here talking to people anymore. We get them an email every day in Congress now. Yeah. Not with us, but we support him. Totally support him, you know. That's a joke. West Nile is another genetically engineered virus. It's a joke. Huh? Yeah, somebody want to know what the pyramids are. The reason I don't have one on today is because I didn't bring one with me, but in your body... Your body, when you breathe air in, what happens is it goes into your lungs, goes through the arteries to the base of the brain. As soon as it gets from the lungs to the brain, the arterial size goes from 1/4 inch to 1/1000000th of an inch. It's called circle of Willis. So the circle of Willis starts to plug up. You've got all these pollutants in the air. So what happens is over a lifetime, a period of life, your whole brain starts to not function. The first thing that happens is you can't balance anymore. You can't stand on one foot. And like we play hopscotch, you touch the ground and do all that kind of stuff, you fall over, okay? Cerebellum, then it goes to the midbrain. Now what happens is the pollutants lower the electrical activity of the brain, you start getting all kinds of antigens produced in the brain, which make you allergic to everything. And finally, you get up to the forebrain, where it triggers heavy metal poisoning like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all these kinds of things manifest. So when you wear the pyramid on your head, it detoxifies the brain. It's the only way to detox your brain. And so it takes about a year. You might have some real good headaches in the process because the liver is where the blood goes back down to the liver and then out and it discharges. So when you put the pyramid on, it increases the activity of the liver by about 1,000%, which is good. Take a lot of vitamin A, drink carrot juice, organic, and vitamin C. I wear it all the time at home, every day. Nice sleep. Yeah, we have one over the bed. Yeah, this is one of our, this is how Paradigm started, with producing these. The very first ones we produced were for the American housewife back in the 70s that were the biggest drug addict in the world at the time on Valium. We took people off Valium, put the pyramids on their heads. And we were so successful with that, that's why I'm able to afford and come up here and do the things that I do now, because of those days. Yeah. What? No, it's made out of gold. What? Gold.
What is the purpose of
Heart Project is individual assassination, primarily. The Heart Project is so focused that you can target any individual, like somebody in Hamas, for example, like terrorists. They can find out if he's not underground, you know, they can zap him right from the sky. That's what. If you guys saw Under Siege 2 with Steven Seagal, that's the Heart Project in its most purest form. It's a weapon.
What's the problem with Saddam Hussein?
Huh? No, they can do it visually through the Clementine satellites or the eyes for the heart. Okay, so it's Clementine satellites. This is in my book here, by the way. You want to read about it? It's in here. We got that covered.
One individual.
No, it's a beam. It's a beam that's so powerful that it can do an X-ray a mile in the ground. Now, you walk into your dental office or your local X-ray technician, you know, your radiology boy, and you see how much jacket, it's a full metal jacket just to do your teeth or something, right? Okay, and there in the other room, imagine if you're doing something a mile in the ground, okay? And they even developed a rocket to go a mile into the ground and release the warhead. Think about that technology, you know?
So why did
you
cannot calm down
Saddam Hussein?
Huh? That's great technology. Did I work in the Apollo? I worked with Wernher von Braun.
Yes.
I designed guidance systems. That's what I did. And then I was a checkout engineer. I was an entire Saturn II. My job was to make sure the whole thing worked so it would go to the moon in one piece.
Did we go to the moon?
Yeah, we went to the moon many times. Huh? No, Redstone was a device to carry. It was a transport for nuclear warheads. I worked on the submarines, the N-10, Minuteman. I worked on ILAS. ILAS was Star Wars today. It's a field-mounted lasers, which we don't have. Ha ha! In space, I've seen them operate in full. They can blow things up. Oh, they work fine. I've seen them. You've seen these green fireballs that come across many states. Maybe that's because they've hit an alien ship, and the ship is coming apart because it's got a beryllium, you know, hull on it, and it's coming apart, you know, in outer space as it hits the atmosphere. Oh, it works very well. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was just saying when I first started. Dr. Horowitz has been out here working with this. Yeah. Oh, I want to tell you one other thing. Here's one other thing I want to tell you. This is the newest prediction, okay? Because of the way that the Marburg virus, which is Ebola, works, they've made it more sophisticated where it's just more subtle now. And the problem with the Marburg virus and Ebola is it kills too quick, so you can't spread it. So they got that fixed now. So when the seasonal viruses come around now, today, tomorrow, when they get here, what happens is now that the new design engineering is to separate the plasma from the red blood cell. So what that does is when you get it, you'll immediately have pneumonia. You won't have to wait anymore. You'll get it immediately. And it's designed to kill the elderly. Okay, that's what it's here for. And watch, Dr. Fred says this. We're in flu season now. Listen to me on January or February and see what happens, okay? The flu shots will make you worse. The only thing that's going to help you is get your immune systems up. Put the proper things in your body. Get on our trace minerals. Get on our vitamins. It's already happening. It's here now. It was here last year, but they had to fine-tune it a little bit, okay? Okay, so I know we went a little over, so I'm going to go right out to the elevator, and I'll be out there signing books.